Say What Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios.
Speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hey guys, we're back. It's Janessa and Katie.
Hey.
So we were going to bring our husbands on. They are not able to make it this weekend or for this podcast. So we'll bring them on for sure because we've got to tell our side of the story against their side of the story.
For sure. Yeah.
So it will be a future podcast. We just have to, you know, coordinate times.
Yes.
And we will bring on an ex-Mormon or Jack Mormon.
Jack Mormon.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. We have to.
Yeah. But we want to dive deeper into Katie's crazy massage stories. I feel like we got so much feedback on
the cheese
underneath the skin for the last one.
The cottage cheese. I hope everybody got a good visual out of that.
Right? I literally saw it and I didn't see it.
Smelt it.
Yes.
Tasted it. All the things. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, I can. And I'll chime in on my experience with our wedding massage.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, I really. Why so I bad. Start off with that. I want to hear that one.
Okay. Yeah. So Alan and I got married in Key West in July, right? So it's super hot. Super humid. I mean, it's just hot.
We're going in June. Is that going to be okay?
To Key West?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be hot, though.
Okay.
But I like the humidity, not to live in it, but for vacation, it's totally fine to me. So we did it. I was like, let's do an outdoor massage. Mm-hmm. Why not? Right? Where you're in your bikini and your board shorts, whatever.
There's Maximus here in a loincloth that wants to massage me on the beach. Babe, let's do this.
I wish that's what happened. It's not what happened. So there's like, you know, two tables right next to each other, right? On the cliff, it's really pretty. You can hear the ocean. It's hot as balls. Like, it was so hot. You walk outside and you're just dripping sweat. So Alan and I lay down and these two women come over. One is a much larger woman. She takes on Alan. And then another one is just,
she,
you know,
takes like, on Alan.
And then the lady, like, normal size, and she's my masseuse, right? So we're getting into it and I can hear like, and it is not my husband. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
You're not supposed to make noise when you're massaging.
Like, I mean, it sounded like a dying deer or something.
What the hell?
So awkward. So I don't know what's going on. I just hear.
Wait, was this your gal?
No, this is Alan's gal.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's got a bandana on before he lays down that's already drenched in sweat, right? So it's like wrapped around her head, if you can visualize that, like a headband, right? And it's soaked already. So I'm like, what is happening over there? I'm so distracted. I can't pay attention. And then my girl, halfway through, she answers a phone call. She's on the phone.
So we're like super professional.
Yeah. She's massaging with one hand, but it's kind of like a little rubby dub dub. And I want like deep tissue, like you're talking about.
Get into it.
Yeah. I don't care if you have to stand on my back. Get in there.
Don't pet me for an hour. I don't know how people like that. Like, here, put lotion on me and just pet me. Do pretty little circles for an hour and let me throw my money at you. Oh my, ew. No, thank you.
Yeah, and I asked, I always ask for
certainly
deep
don't
tissue.
Answer your phone.
No. So it's like a one hand, you know, if you could see, it's like one hand, like she's, I don't know, stirring around some salt and pepper in a bowl or something. That's what it feels like. The other one, she's on the phone. So whatever, it's over and they leave. And I was like, how was that? He's like, are you kidding me? I said, what? And he's like, oh my God. She was dripping sweat onto my back.
Ew.
And rubbing it in.
Ew,
into
that's
my
so not okay. That is so not okay. And you're just dying. You're like, well, I guess my pretty little circles on my back wasn't so bad. Ew.
I was dying. He's like, I'm so glad that you think it's fucking funny. That was disgusting. And I was like, that is really disgusting. I feel like we're being punked right now. Ew. What just happened?
So gross.
But he said, yeah, that she was like, and then drip, 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 and she just rub it in.
Oh, that's just a little extra I put on there for you. Just make it a little salty.
So nasty.
Ew. Okay, so remind me when I go not to get a massage on the beach.
No, in the middle. Yeah, just do it inside. Like it's too hot. They gave us our money back because I was like that. They would think they were really embarrassed that that had happened.
Oh my God. So what did you say? You're like, so I just want you to know the one with the bandana has a sweating problem. And mine was on her phone. Just,
I'm not sure what we paid for,
but it was awkward.
Yeah. My husband got paid to get sweat rubbed into him and like hear groaning.
So gross.
And I got paid to, pet, I guess. That's that was not the point. So anyways, that was my worst massage experience. Oh, yeah,
I guess it's not as bad as some other people's.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be worse.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll tell how I had a hot stone accident. First time I did hot stones.
And they get so hot.
They're so hot, you guys. Like, you can barely touch them. Like, they put them in crock pots. They're just filled with water. And you put that shit on high. And you leave it on there for, like, an hour. So then you come in, and you have to... My hands, I felt like, got calloused because, you know, it's like hot potato all the time.
Yeah.
So when I started at this place... Their signature, I guess, the one thing that you had to implement was hot stones. And I'm like, okay, well, I was taught this way. And they're like, no, you have to massage with them first. But how the owner wanted me to do it, which just seems so awkward to me, but this is how she wanted it, is that when they are face down, there's this hot pad that you pull the blankets down. And so you're exposing their back, but you're covering up their butt. And then you put the hot pad on their butt and then you pick up the stones real quick and you put them on there. So it's like a holding place so that you can massage with it. And then you put it there. It's like your own little table on them.
Hmm.
So I'm like, okay. Well, my first guy, right, that I'm working on there at this place, right? I've got to be good, right? I have to get glowing reviews. So I'm a little bit nervous and I'm just wanting to make sure that I'm placing things right. And it was, he was a blackjack dealer at a local casino. And he was kind of a smaller man. He was a little Asian guy. God, that sounds racist. I shouldn't say that.
Well, you're just describing
him. Can I say
him.
Asian?
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say that. Okay. And he actually didn't speak very good English. So I guess I could say Asian because that does play into the story. Okay.
We have to like picture this whole thing.
Yes. Okay.
Just like the cheesy back lady.
Yes. So he doesn't take up a whole lot of the table. But I did notice that he laid down kind of awkwardly. So instead of just laying down, arms to your side, legs kind of close to each other, his legs were like spread out where he actually kept his feet off both sides of the table. So he's like spread eagle face down. So I pull the blankets down. I put the little pad on there. I do hot potato, get the hot stones onto his lower back. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was not expecting this. He just like moves his hips in the most awkward way possible, like jolting. I can't even reenact. I don't know how this happened, but somehow like the blankets and the rocks fall down and his balls were out. Like he must have First of all, he must have had some low hanging fruit because I still don't understand it. But the hot stones fell back and like,
oh my
God. When I could see it was on his balls and I just grabbed the stones as quickly as it possibly could, moved up the sheets, set him back down on his lower back, and I just kept massaging.
And he didn't.
So as soon as they fell back on his balls, he goes, and I'm like, oh shit. So of course I grab him as quickly as I can. I just start massaging with him. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to say so. I didn't know what to say. And so I ended up not saying anything and he didn't say anything. And then he just kept groaning throughout the massage. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's going to need plastic surgery. I hope he had his kids already because I don't think he's going to be able to have any after this. Oh my God, I was mortified. So then after the massage, I'm going, that's it. I'm fired. It didn't work out. Like I just maimed somebody's balls. And he rescheduled with me.
Oh my.
Can you imagine? But he didn't speak very good English. And so I was like, well, maybe that went to my advantage because he, you know,
wasn't able to
explain really what happened. But why would he reschedule with me? Oh my God.
Maybe he liked his balls burnt.
Maybe that's a thing. I don't know. There's some like dominatrix thing.
Who opens their legs that wide?
It was so wide. And really long balls. I mean, you've got to have long balls. I just didn't expect it. Like they're past your butt crack. I mean, they're down there.
They're
so low. Those are the lowest balls I've ever,
intentionally like wiggled and.
It was so violent. He was very violent when he moved his hips. So there's that.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, there could be worse things sweat dripping down. Somebody could burn your balls with hot stones.
But the next time that he came in.
I think maybe it was an expectation. I don't know, but I was so careful. Actually, after that, I told the owner and I'm like, so here's the deal. This happened. I know I have insurance, but still, if he claims anything, I need you to know what happened. And I don't feel comfortable with your protocol. Is there any way I can kind of do my own thing where they're off to the side and I just kind of grab them when I need them and they're nowhere near people's privates? She's like, yeah. Yes, that's totally fine.
You're like, see, this is a liability and I wasn't comfortable from the beginning.
I know. Awful. So yeah, I had a hard hot stone story.
Those things get real
hot and they hold the heat for a long time too.
Like a potato.
Yeah, hot potato. Yeah. I mean, you're just grabbing.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've got, you want to hear when I burned my vagina?
Yeah, you burned your vagina? How did
during
you do
a massage?
How the hell? Okay, so okay. You just sit on a hot stone?
No, it had nothing to do with the hot stone.
Oh my God.
Okay, so some of us are getting ready for summer right now, okay? And we're on detoxes. We're doing all of this and all of that. Well, I was doing Advocare where you had to drink a gallon of water before noon. So.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. And so you're peeing just like a racehorse, right? Yeah. And so I could barely get through an hour long massage client and you'd have like 10, 15 minutes in between clients, but I would just race out of the door to go pee. I mean, it was just the worst. So my last one of the day was like a 1 o'clock and it was a 90 minute and I didn't have time to go to the bathroom before the first one. So within, you know, 2 minutes into this one, I'm dying. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. So let's see. We get to an hour. Okay. So now I'm 2 hours without going. I am literally sweating. My body is having a whole experience of not being able to pee, right? And I'm in pain. My pucker power is about out.
Yeah. And right? You know, it starts to throb.
Oh my God. It was the worst. And I kept staring at the clock and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to pee myself. What do I do? Do I take my hands off his back and I run out of here? No, I can't do that. He was a new client. I think he was a first time massage client. So I definitely couldn't do that. And so it was dark in the room and I'm like, fuck, what do I do? What do I do? I can't get out of this. And so all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening.
Oh no.
Totally peed myself. Now, here's the deal. Okay. When you do drink all that water, it's probably not going to smell like urine, but yeah. I was mortified. First of all, I'd never peed myself.
Yeah.
And we're at the point in the massage where I have to flip him over and his head is literally in my crotchal region. Okay. So I'm supposed to be doing like a neck and shoulder massage and his head is right there. My legs are open. It's there. So if there was a smell, he would smell it. So I frantically, okay, again, this is in a dark room. I frantically go and grab at one of my essential oils and yeah. I don't even care what it is at this point. Right. Yeah. And so I grab it. And as we're transitioning, I'm trying to make it so I still have a hand on him. So I'm kind of doing this with one hand, trying to unscrew it, grab the top and with essential oils, they come out in like a little vial, right? And so like a little droplet vial. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I just need one drop. I'm wearing yoga pants. My legs are spread. I'm like, I'm just going to go from afar and I'm just going to squeeze one little drop. Well, because I'm panicking and I'm doing everything so quickly, I do the whole vial and it happens to be peppermint.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If you don't know how strong peppermint yeah. is, here's a little disclaimer. Just the fumes are so intense, it doesn't go away. It would be like rubbing Bengay all yeah. over your vagina.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awful.
Yeah.
So here I am, I'm massaging. I get that down and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, that was a lot. And instantly both the client and myself are hit with the very strong aroma of peppermint. Oh. So he's probably like, well, what the hell's going on over there?
And well, at least it smells fresh.
but the aroma of it hits that region.
Yeah.
And now I go from having to pee so badly, my vagina is on fire. Oh my God, I'm dying. I have tears coming down my face. I'm like, this is it. I can't do this. I don't even know what I'm doing with his neck and shoulders at this point. I'm probably hurting him because I'm just grimacing in pain. And all I can think about is running to the bathroom and like doing a freaking Neutrogena commercial on my vagina with soap and water. Like I can't get it off. I'm just like, I can't. This is the worst feeling I've ever had. I can't believe this is happening to me. So I have to go through 30 minutes of this torture, just absolute. And like every second, it's just getting deeper in your skin, right? It's so awful. Oh my God. So anyways.
Well, because some of those essential oils have to be diluted.
Yeah. They're so strong. And peppermint. I'm telling you, It's not to be messed with. No. It's so strong. So some way, somehow, I get through the 90 minutes. And just like the other gal that I explained last time, there's no like, hey, have a good day. Hope this felt lovely. I'm just like, I am just bursting out of there like I'm going to die. He probably thought I had to poop or something because I just ran out of there and into the bathroom, which was the next door from the massage.
Oh my
so
God.
I literally thought he thought I had to poop myself. So I run in there and again, I just trip myself and it's just, there's not enough soap in the world and it doesn't, once it's in your skin, it's in there. You can't clean it off. So then,
oh my God, Katie.
So then I actually call my sister-in-law, who's a nurse, and I'm on my way home. And because my husband travels all the time, he was going to be home when I got home. And when your husband travels and he's gone a long time, he tends to want to have some one-on-one time.
Yes.
So I call my sister-in-law. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wash this off. This is what happened. He's going to want to have a little, you know, daddy mommy time. And oh my God. All of a sudden, he's going to be on fire down there. And he's going to, I don't know. I don't want him to think that I have an STD or something. What do I do? And she's like, well, first of all, he'll just think that maybe you put a little extra effort into the smell down there.
Well,
and I would probably just tell him because you don't want that burning on him, right? Oh my God. So terrible. So terrible.
He's so, like, yeah, so I'm gonna leave again. I'll come back tomorrow. Let's
what
try that
the
again.
Why is this burning? What the hell? What did you do?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, babe. It was peppermint. It's a long story. So that's my peppermint vagina story.
So did you tell him?
Oh, I had to. I'm like, here's the deal. Your penis is going to burn. That's just not going to happen tonight. We probably need a solid 24 hours.
Yeah.
It was awful. It's like Ben Gay, if you were to put, oh my God, brutal.
Yeah, that's, I had one time, I had one girl that I loved and I would always go to her and she was still the best masseuse ever. And then she went out on maternity leave. So I went to another girl who was really good at deep tissue and I only had her one time, but that happened.
What?
And I didn't know her.
Peppermint on the vagina?
No, but she ran out in the middle of the massage. She's like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then I was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
The door closed. And like 10 minutes later, she comes and she's like, I'm so sorry. I had to go to the bathroom and I can't hold it anymore. And I was like, oh, that's okay. Like, okay.
Yeah.
But I had never known her. So I never booked again with her because I was like,
I get it. Like,
just
diarrhea
pee before
issue or she yeah. has to pee.
I don't know. She just said she had to go to the bathroom. Oh. She can't hold it anymore. I'm like,
well, maybe she was on a detox.
Oh.
Oh my God.
God.
Yeah. I mean, you cannot sneeze. Like you feel like, okay, I can't sneeze. I can't cough. You have to like even clearing your throat.
Yeah.
It's awkward. And the moment that you have to sneeze, oh my God. It's awful. It is so you're like
hold it. Oh, sorry.
Or even something is like if your nose starts running, right?
Yeah.
So you can't take your hands off of somebody. And so I think I got through the years of just learning how to touch the corner of my shoulder, you know, with like my nose and just try to wipe my nose or because, yeah, bodily functions, man, they will just they'll pop up when you are not hoping that they will. They're very inconvenient. So, yeah. So
that's crazy.
Ooh.
I can only imagine.
Hot vagina.
Sounds not
good.
Trying
to think if I have any other burning.
Any more burning
stories?
I mean, those are both pretty gnarly.
I know. Let's see. Oh, I told you the wrong murder one last time.
Oh, you did?
I couldn't.
I mean, and then I was thinking about it like, what? that how did they kill their baby? I had so many questions that I never even asked you last time.
Yeah, there was an oven.
What? Mm. They put the baby in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, how high were these people?
So that one, it was a two-part thing because it's so awful. So they...
That's
not what killed the baby. What killed the baby is the baby had shaken baby syndrome. But before that, DHS got called a couple of times because they were saying that they were going to cook the baby. And so like a DHS person... in Washington, they call it a DHS.
In Cali, it would
Department
be
of Health CPS. Services. Okay. They came out and the baby was in the oven and they still didn't take the baby. I mean, it was a whole mess of things. But this gal, she actually, her story made it onto Discovery Channel. Have you ever watched any of those shows on Discovery Channel that are like I Survived?
Yeah, I used to watch those all the time.
Okay, so she was on that. It's just so crazy. And you'd never think that this woman killed anybody. She was small, young, just looked very sweet. You know, it just, you would not think that she even had it in her.
Yeah.
But she came in, it was Mother's Day. So first of all, it sucked to work on Mother's Day, right?
Like, yeah.
I really don't want to be massaging somebody on Mother's Day when I'm a mother and I want to be massaged.
Yeah.
But she walked in, you could tell like she was carrying something really heavy with her. And I'm a people person. And so, and like I said, I did all therapeutic stuff. I did deep tissue. I never did the fluff and buff. And so, you know, people just talked to me and I feel like it was kind of a safe place for people to tell me, certain things. And, so she came in, you could tell she was having something weigh heavily on her and it took a little bit for her to open up. But then when she opened up, oh my God, so it was her 1 year anniversary on Mother's Day. This is what happened.
And she had any kids?
She had one child at this point. I saw her for a couple years after this, but my first time I saw her was her 1 year anniversary. So on Mother's Day, 1 year prior to this, she had just had her baby, her first baby. And they were staying, her and her husband were staying at her mother's house while they were building a house. And so she's just putting the baby down into like a pack and play for a nap in the living room. And she turns around and there is a man standing there with, you know, his face and everything is covered. And he just beats her over the head with something. She comes to, she doesn't even know how long she's out. And then he starts mumbling something like, give me your money. And she crawls to her wallet and, you know, just gives it to him. He takes it and he runs off. So, of course, she calls 911. She calls her husband, who was a firefighter. And he wasn't working very far from where they were staying at that time. But he couldn't drive because he was so distraught, right? Yeah. Like, his young wife, they just like within a week had a baby, like so new. And so he was so distraught, he couldn't drive. And so his buddy at the fire department brought him over. And so his car wasn't outside at this point, and that's going to play into later. And so anyways, it was a big to do because like in North Bend, that just didn't really happen.
Yeah.
We're kind of like a little mountain town, right before you go skiing and all of that, get into the pass. And, so they had detectives out, they had a helicopter out, they had dogs out, all of that. So what they found out was behind the house, they could tell that somebody was stalking her. So behind a bunch of the trees, kind of like long grass, there was so many cigarettes and you could tell like where somebody had been hanging out for a while with the grass.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, really disturbing, right? And so then they go and they tell her, don't worry, it's probably just a transient and he probably just needed money. Kind of a little weird because he was hanging out, but he got what he wanted and he's probably long gone by now. Okay, that's not going to make me go to sleep very well.
No.
Right? Later that night, they're both sleeping downstairs. And again, the husband's truck isn't there. It's still at work, right? Because mm-hmm. his buddy dropped him off. And so, they both can't sleep. And
this
they
is
have
the same day?
Same night. And they both can't sleep, but the husband has to get up to go to the bathroom, which is in the hallway. And she's like, I don't want you to go out there. Take something with you. And there's a baseball bat for some reason in that room. I think that's a God thing, but there's a baseball bat. So he grabs that. But there was also a can of Hornet spray that was in there. So he grabs that too. Well, he goes out in the hallway and he's like, well, I'm going to check the locks one more time before I even go to the bathroom. So he goes down the hallway one way and then he turns around and it's literally like a horror movie. The man is standing there at the end of the hallway and the husband, which I used to work on also, tells me the story as well. So I get his side and he goes, Katie, I look at this guy and instantly we both knew it was on and they charged each other down the hallway. Now, this guy, my client, he used to do wrestling like in college. So not only is he a strong firefighter, but he was a wrestler.
Wrong house.
And they both owned a CrossFit gym. That was the other thing. So she's small, but she's fit. Yeah. They're both very fit. So anyways, it's on. And of course, the wife, she gets up and she's in the hallway and she's seeing this and they are just like, it looks like they're fighting to the death. She said they're slamming into all the walls, all over the place, the furniture, everything's crashing. And both of them said that this guy seemed like he had superpowers. Like he was so strong. So she takes the bat and she starts beating this guy over the back and he's not even flinching. She said it's almost as if it gave him more strength to overpower her husband. At this point, she actually broke the bat, a wooden bat. She broke it over him.
Oh my God.
That's how intense this is. So then she starts hearing her husband, like he's pinned, and she can hear her husband barely get out of his lungs saying, help, help. So she runs into the kitchen and she grabs a knife. She runs back over and she says she does one hit like on the side and it goes in and it comes out. And she said, first of all, you would be surprised at how easy it goes in. I know that sounds terrible, but how easy it went in.
Well, and she probably didn't. You know when your adrenaline pump in, totally, like how strong you are?
Totally.
Yeah.
And so when she pulled it back out, she expected him to drop. And it did nothing to him. He just kept going. So then she just kept going on hit. She just kept stabbing, right? And she felt like she did it like 50 times. She actually broke off the end of the knife on one of his ribs. Anyways, all of a sudden, he just drops dead. So, of course, crazy.
Was her mom home?
Her mom was home and she was upstairs. Had no idea any of this was going on. So, of course, they call the cops. They have to arrest both her and her husband and do the whole, like, due process thing. And, of course, they let them go. But what they found out, the FBI actually investigated it because, like, 5 miles away, this guy had, like, a single wide on 5 acres. And he was doing all these YouTube channels about how much he hated women. What they found in his car that was parked near the house, they found lime, they found rope, they found duct tape, they found a tripod and a video camera. A shovel, a hammer. What else? A crowbar. I mean, he was coming to finish it off.
Yeah.
But he thought she was home alone because his car was not there.
Oh, so, my God.
Crazy, right?
So did they find like any other video footage of him?
So he had not with anybody else, but they just found hours and hours and hours of him videotaping himself talking about how much he hated women and like how he would pick certain women and stuff like that. Like he was nuts. The FBI actually took all of that off of YouTube. Yeah, crazy. So here she was exactly a year later. Every single Mother's Day, she has to remember that, relive it. I mean, unreal, right?
Let's celebrate a different day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, can we just do a day? Can we do a week later or a week before or something like that? But what was I going to say? She said, there's just this weird feeling when you walk down the street. And you feel like, I wonder what people would think if they knew that I killed somebody. And I told her, I said, girl, there are some people that would actually freeze and they wouldn't know what to do and they couldn't do what you did. But what you ended up doing, not only did you save your husband and save yourself and save your baby, but you acted in a way that, you know, was heroic and what most people would wish that they could be able to do. I mean, that's freaking badass and good on you, right?
Yeah.
Don't ever be ashamed of that. Ever, ever, ever.
That is nuts. I mean, I just wonder how long, because, you know, I listen to the Crime Junkie. Yes. I love all that stuff. I just wonder how long he was like watching her, and was it just her or her mom? What the hell happened to him in his past that he hated women so much?
He got divorced, and he had five kids that lived in the Tri-Cities, and I think, and he was like a truck driver, and she took everything from him, like all the money, everything. So I don't know. I guess he lived a normal life up until after the divorce. Then he just went nuts.
But you don't just do that. There's always like something underlying that's happened before.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, did she look like his ex-wife? I wonder.
I don't know.
I have so many questions.
I know. But yeah, it was on Discovery Channel and it's just crazy the stuff that can actually happen.
Yeah, that's super scary. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of nutty people in this world.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You just don't know. You have to be armed and ready at all times. Muda, Idaho. We're all just totally ready to go, baby. Yeah. We're all strapping. You know, we've got all the weapons. We're ready. We're ready for a fight over here.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I just.
You've had some serious life experience yourself. Like, I feel like I've had to live vicariously through clients and stuff, but you've had a go with life. I mean, you've had some real deal things happen.
Yeah.
You should tell our listeners a little bit about that.
I can do that.
I love your sweatshirt, Lions, Not Sheep. That's for you.
I'm just here to represent, you know,
mm-hmm.
My anti-masker self. Anyways, yeah. So I grew up in a really great household. I had a lot of rules and I was just a rebellious teen, but I chose to hang out with like a lot of the wrong people. So let's see, we'll talk about violence. I mean,
where do I start with the violence?
I think I was 14, maybe 15. I was hanging out with we had like some local gangs. They were all like, well, they weren't all white, actually. It was kind of it was majority white and there were some Hispanic. And I was just hanging out with that, one of the groups. And I remember being at an In-N-Out. If anybody knows In-N-Out, that's
like, I think everybody knows In-N-Out.
It's the best burger ever.
It's coming here to Boise soon, sometime soon.
I'm so excited. And I remember being in the passenger seat and one of the guys from the other gang walked up because one of the guys in our car, I don't remember the exact story. He had done something to one of his buddies. And so then there was a gun literally at my head.
At your head?
Yeah, because I was in the passenger seat.
Somebody just walked up and put a gun to your head?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
And how old were you?
I was like 14 or 15. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be riding in cars.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my parents had no idea I was doing any of this.
My God, what did you do? Yeah. Did you just freeze?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? I was like, well, this is fun.
If I'm 14, I might cry. I'd be like, please. I didn't do it. Get him, not me. Oh, my God. It's not funny. Why are we laughing? It's terrible.
It's not funny, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
You choose who you hang around with, and that was the crew.
So, hold on. So, you have to explain this. What happened?
I don't remember what happened, why he was doing that.
But what happened after? How long did he?
Well, the guys talked, and the guy that they wanted actually got out of the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
So then there was no longer a gun at my head, which is, that was great. That was really nice of him to do that.
Now that's a time where you should pee yourself.
Yeah.
If there was ever a time for you to pee yourself, it would probably be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Hey, dude, I'm not involved in this. Yeah. I mean,
can you please remove the Glock from my temple?
I hang out with these people, but I don't have anything to do with it. So, yeah, that was one experience.
A little memorable. Just a tad.
I'm just hoping none of my kids follow in my footsteps.
Oh, my God. Right? Well, we talked about that. I mean, our biggest thing raising kids is just you hope that they don't walk in your same footsteps. That's just, you do not want them for that. It's just, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It is. And then I remember being at someone's house, like, they didn't even have animals and there were fleas everywhere, and I came from such a nice house.
Ew.
So yeah, but we were all so high on drugs that it was like, whatever, who cares,
the house became a little itchy.
I mean, they literally, you would see them jump up on your legs.
No.
Yeah, so I would sit on a chair that was like high, too high for the fleas to jump up, and like tuck my legs Indian style. So
ew.
Gross.
I know. Oh my God.
You do crazy things when you're on drugs. That's why, like, when that guy, the guy in our neighborhood.
Oh my God.
I know.
Should we talk about that?
I know how this game works, bro. Don't come into my house.
I think we need to talk about that. Okay. Listeners, you guys need to hear. We can't really go into specifics
right now. Yeah, we can't say
right
names.
Now. Right.
Because it's still going on.
Yes. But we have an issue in our neighborhood that kind of has rocked some of us. And I don't know if it's just the location of our neighborhood or maybe the feel of our neighborhood that kind of has brought in a certain riffraff that want to capitalize on people moving into this area where they can kind of sink their teeth in. But I think that we should talk about that. So I'm going to let you take that because you have a whole thing.
This gentleman worked for one of the big builders, and he has taken packages off my porch, and then he went into a neighbor's house and stole a bike.
He was in there for a while.
Yeah. He just walked in.
They got him on video, and I swear he was in there for like 5 minutes or so, just peeking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, too, because they know that there's a ton of people, you know, like our neighborhood's full of Californians, and what they think of Californians are very liberal.
She's doing air quotes, people.
Air quotes, yeah. You think they're very liberal. We don't own guns, like hippie dippies. We love the world.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the vast majority of people are moving here because we're all like, we're mainly Republicans.
Well, and
like
we gun know owners. That.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the local population, they don't want that.
Oh, they just
influx,
think,
right?
Yeah.
So okay. I think they think, in California, it's just like, they love everybody, or they're not prepared. They won't have guns because they're from California.
Yeah.
Wrongo, buddy.
Not,
we just weren't
not our neighborhood.
Yeah, and our dogs
we're
weren't
packing.
There when we were gone. So that, you know, it was just the luck of the draw. He got it. Anyways, he's in trouble, but the dude is so high on drugs And well, again, and I know how it works.
He's still coming through our neighborhood. And even though he's in trouble for what he did with you and our other neighborhood, he's our other neighbor. He's still trying to continue what he's doing, only on a more deeper level, because now he's talking to people and he's trying to help people move in their things and trying to give a sob story. But these people don't realize he's canvassing. He's trying to see, hey, what good shit do you have so I can take it?
Yeah.
Unreal. And he's high on drugs. So there's that.
Well, his story about the bike, because he told one of our neighbors that he was working in their house, which why would you even share any of this shit in the first place?
Right. And it was several thousand dollar bike. Like it was a very expensive bike that he took, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, well, yeah, I just borrowed the bike because I was drunk. Number one, bro, you don't live in our neighborhood. You live in a halfway house, motherfucker. We're not stupid.
Well, and he got kicked out of that. So where is he even going? Well,
this is after, because he got in illegal trouble. So why would you be in our neighborhood at 2 o'clock in the morning? You don't know anybody. Mm-mm. Makes no sense. But you borrowed the bike because you didn't want to drive home. Although we do have you video footage with the bike in the back of the truck.
Right.
Anyways. The other neighbor didn't know that. So he said he borrowed the bike and then he left it there 2 days later because he was drunk. He didn't want to drive home.
So that people know this portion of it, this is what he was telling another neighbor of ours, that he was trying to like get them to help him financially. Like they even made dinner for him and he was trying to get free service and just weird shit. But he was trying to explain that, oh, there's Facebook posts or whatever, you know, about what happened in the neighborhood, but they're pinning this in a different light on what actually happened. And he's trying to make himself a victim and make people feel sorry for him, but he did it in a way that people actually did feel sorry for him in our neighborhood. And so, I mean, man, he's got a silver tongue on him.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, those are the kind of people I hung out with when I was younger. One of the guys was in like Hell's Angels. I don't, you know, I'm sure he's done some crazy shit. But, you know, I just was at the point where I didn't want to do that anymore.
What age do you think that is?
I was, I think I was 16, and then my boyfriend at the time was a drug dealer, and I think it was 2 years later, he was killed from a drug deal gone wrong. So,
oh man.
Yeah. But I was like, I'm done with
this. Were you still together?
No.
When that happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. No, at that point I was a song leader and I had changed my life. I was an ASB, you know, I was ready to go. I just was going down a different path.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's a portion of me as a kid. So I just pray.
Wasn't Hell's Angels.
The guy stole from us? Oh, no, my ex-boyfriend that died.
Yeah.
He was not, no.
Okay.
No.
But some of the people that you hung out with were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, happens.
Yeah. Happens. I hope it never happens to anybody that we know. So,
I know.
Yeah.
But look at you now.
Just so shining.
Fabulous. Like you'd never, shine like a diamond, girl.
This head.
Lions, not sheep. We need to talk about that. Okay. Can we?
Okay, we'll wrap it up with this story.
Okay, you guys. So Janessa just went on a really cool little fishing trip, not fishing chip, fishing trip with some friends to Riggins, Idaho here.
Yeah.
And you have got to tell the story. You're telling me it on the way over here and you definitely have to tell this.
Yeah. So this is the first time this has happened with having a bald head. So we did the women's with bait fishing. It's like a competition or whatever.
Oh, and I didn't know it was a competition.
Yeah. So it's like, I think it's almost like 2 months long and different women come up different weekends. And then you could do whatever you want. I found out some tricks from this
like casting
lady.
However you want, like fly fishing or regular fishing.
Yeah, but there are rules. Like you can't catch native fish. You can only catch the hatchery fish, and you only know when you actually catch them because of their fins. It's a whole long story, but so we rented a jet boat and we did it like that with guides and stuff. So we're at the saloon, air quotes, the night before. If you've never been to Riggins, yeah. It's a really tiny town. It's literally like a strip. The whole city's like a strip. And so, you know, all the locals are there. They're all super cool. But they're like what you would picture Idaho. Like,
Idaho.
Idaho.
Idaho, Utaho.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're all, it's all locals and then us. And then there's this gentleman named Bob and his girlfriend. Bob's an outfitter, right? So he's there from North Dakota and he's just being really, really fucking obnoxious. And I don't have
like handsies.
Yeah, like yeah. Put his hand on my shoulder. I was like, no, bro, we don't do that. Thank you. And then he comes up, he's like, just one dance. And I'm like, no, I don't want to dance. And then he comes up, just one more dance. And his girlfriend's sitting at the bar, right? Super cute blonde chick. And I was like, no, I already told you. I dance with my husband. That's it. And my girlfriends. I have no interest in dancing with you.
Back off, jackhole. Yeah.
There's nothing lacking that you're going to give me. Okay, bud? And so he's like, whatever. So anyways, his girlfriend's getting really irritated. And the night goes on and she's just pissed at him. Doors are slamming. She's screaming at him. She hits him in the face. They're like,
and this is a small town. So this isn't something where like the place is packed.
Yes.
And you can't really tell that there's like a lover's quarrel. This is like everybody knows everybody's business and everybody's watching what's going down with Bob and Blondie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so one of the locals comes up to me and she's like, oh yeah. So, you know, we're just talking. I'm saying so a lot. And we're just chatting with her and she's like, so, can I ask you what's your cancer? And I literally thought she meant like, what's my sign? And I go, so my sign, I'm a Sagittarius. She's like, no, what's your cancer? What do you have? And I was like, oh,
my God.
And I just started laughing. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have cancer. So who thinks that I have cancer? And she's like, well, Bob told everybody that you have cancer.
That's Bob.
That's why he wants to dance with you. I was like, oh, that's so sweet and nice of Bobby. He wants to dance with me because I have cancer.
Wow.
He already is a douchebag.
Yeah.
So I went over there and I had already told Bob, like, you're being a douchebag. Your girlfriend's here. I have no interest.
Handsy,
none of my girlfriends
you're
do.
Telling people I have cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I had to tell him before I left. I was like, hey, Bob, so I just want to let you know you're still a douchebag and I don't have cancer.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, oh.
It's called alopecia, bitch.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't dance with you, even if I had cancer, bro.
Unreal.
You're scum.
But the other girls were giving him shit, though,
too,
right?
They were pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were so mad. I was like, uh-oh. Okay, I gotta go. Again, not my issue. I just here to have a couple drinks, hang out with my girlfriends. We're all good.
Not here for a long time, but I'm here for
always for a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my dear, I am so glad you had fun fishing. I want to go now.
It's so fun.
Yes. And if I run into Bob, I'm going to give Bob
Bob's going to get knocked the fuck out. Bob clearly had drank already because we walked outside. His truck's like halfway up on the sidewalk. Yeah. I can't even, like, if I could paint his picture, he's like kind of scruffy, maybe in his late 40s. He had like a...
If he's only in his late 40s, you would think that he would not be so ignorant to...
And his girlfriend was cute.
What
so,
the hell?
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what your problem is, Bob.
So
Bob.
People, just because somebody has a bald head, it does not mean that you have cancer.
What's your cancer?
Oh my gosh. You know, it's actually, there's plenty of people that just, women that shave their head because it's beautiful, first of all. And there's plenty of reasons why a female may not have hair on her head. You cannot just jump to the conclusion that they have cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then going up to some, what's your cancer? Even if you did have cancer, it's none your business.
I know.
Right? I just think that's so weird. Some people are super ballsy.
But I was like, that's just so funny. At first, I really legitimately didn't understand what she was asking me.
Yeah. Well, and nobody has said that to you before.
Yeah. And if you could see the girls' faces, all of them are like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
I think you're beautiful. Bald is beautiful, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's totally coming into fashion. Mm. I mean, there may be a point. If I can look like that, I'm going to
try it.
Should we do it?
Yeah, just shave your head. We'll change the name of the podcast to like I don't know. Bald is beautiful.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Oh, okay. It looks like we're actually out of time. So I hope that everybody enjoyed themselves as much as we did. And we are going to get back to you in what, like a week?
Yeah.
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 We're going to do this again. We're just going to keep doing it until people tell us not to do it anymore.
We're just
going to
keep coming at you.
Yeah.
That's some more giggles. I was going to say something to you in words.
Say it. Say it, Janessa.
I can't. I can't. We're past that
point. We'll save it for next time.
All right, guys.
We're out.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by Make Waves Media House. Make Waves Media House is a full-service video production company based out of Spokane, Washington, but does work all over the U.S., specializing in music, video production, editing, director of photography services, motion graphics, and commercial work. With 20 years of experience behind the camera and celebrating 7 years of business, Make Waves is here to create your high-quality videos at affordable prices. You can find them on Facebook now at Make Waves Media House, on Instagram at make.waves.mh, or call them now at 509-991-3000. See What Podcast is brought to you by Coffee and Supply Company. Looking for a new coffee experience? Try Coffee and Supply Company, located in Eagle, Idaho. It's family-owned and features a pour-over bar, a unique bites menu, including vegan and gluten-free options, all locally sourced. And guys, I've been here several times. They are right down the street from me. I know the owners. They're amazing. The coffee is so good. They have really cute things for the kids to eat and drink. And then upstairs, they have all kinds of locally owned goodies that you can purchase. Mention Speak Boise and receive 10% off any food and beverage. Visit coffeeandsupplyco.com or follow them at Coffee and Supply Co.
Need help growing your business? It's what you don't know that will cost you. Tolu Peer Advisory Groups is here for every stage of business growth. Find out more at talloo.com.
All right, time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah, and come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.